backstage at the Rise Festival on day two. I'm delighted to be joined by Lewis Capaldi. Hello, Lewis.
Hello, thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, well, we caught your set. You were on only about half an hour ago, I think you came off. And how was it for you? The crowd were buzzing.
Yeah, it was good, man. The sweat is still fresh on my back and crack. Yeah, it was good, man. It was very fun. Like, I wasn't sure. I don't usually play main stages just because it's still, everything's still so new. So, yeah, to be able to get up and do that and have what I would class as a great amount of people turning out, it's good, man. It was fun.
Yeah, because you haven't had an enormous long career. You've only been releasing for a little while. I mean, when did you actually start as a singer-songwriter? When did you realise that this was for you?
Well, I started singing when I was 12 and gigging around when I was 12, but I only ever... So I was gigging from the age of 12 to 20, but I never released any music. I was just playing gigs in Glasgow, playing around and stuff. So, yeah, but when I first released my proper first single, I was 20. Yeah, that was only a few, well, it was last year, last March. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been, from releasing, it's been a very short thing.
It's only been about 18 months, hasn't
it? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's right. And you've had a meteoric rise since then, because we've been looking at some of the gigs that you've been playing, and you've had thousands of people all over the country.
It's been incredible, man, yeah. And especially this next tour we've got coming up is, it's like, there's no show under, I think, 1,200 capacity, so it's like, it's pretty big, yeah. Like in Glasgow, we're doing 4,000 people, and London, it's almost 2,000. So it's like, it's crazy, yeah. It's been very quick, and it feels like we're trying to catch up a bit to, like, yeah. I never expected it to go where it went as fast as it did. So it's kind of like live wise, like playing the show and stuff, we're trying to catch up and be like, okay, we need to play a show that's worthy of like all these people coming to pay for it and see it. So yeah, it's been incredible, man. It's been so fun.
What do you attribute it to? Because most artists and bands, they have to pay their dues, they release records, they do loads of touring, but it seems like they're there for you already.
I don't know. It's just been, I've been very lucky in that people have been, have taken to the songs so well. I mean, I've only got 6 songs out at the moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's been one of those things that, again, I've been gigging around since I was 12 in pubs and stuff and doing that, but on like a larger stage, it's definitely been something that's just, I've been very lucky to have people be so invested in it from so early on. So yeah, it's going.
You must have been tough though, if you're talking about playing gigs around Glasgow as a teenager. That must have been, you must have had nerves of steel.
It's not bad, yeah. It's when you're 12 and you start, it's like people are like, oh, he's 12, yeah, he's doing his bit, and then it's nice. But then you start to hit, like, get deep into puberty years and you're like 14, 15, and people just start to go, oh, he's just rubbish. Like, there's not the cute factor goes away and it's just like rubbish. So then you need to kind of get good. So it went in like waves, but yeah, and then that's when you learn it. But it was good, man. It was fun. People, I like when no one in the pub cares about who you are before you go on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I like it
honestly.
When, not like, not so much like after, like, oh my god, like, but I like that no one cares about your music before you go on. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you just want to sort of capture people's attention
as you're
playing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, with headline shows, it's so strange because I feel like I'm used to being the support act and being like, no one cares. You have to go out and grab their attention, as you say, and yeah. So it's for doing, growing up in Glasgow and playing shows there was definitely used for that.
And you've had a lot of festivals this year as well, Lollapalooza, and I've got a whole list of them here. And obviously we're at Rise today. You've got Reading and Leeds next weekend.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we've just done 2 festivals. A festival yesterday in Copenhagen, a festival Tuesday in Hungary as well called Ziga. Yeah, it's been wild, man. It's just this is my first festival season, so it's just trying to.
Is it all a bit of a word? Do you find that you're just coming in and going out again and onto the next one?
Most of the time, yeah. It's pretty wild. So you don't. I've not really been able to see anybody that's been on to the next one, but Reading and Leeds, we get the full weekend, so that's pretty good that we can just enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then that'll probably be my one chance to take it all in, sort of thing. But yeah, it's very fast and it's very like, right, you need to be out of the stretching room by this time and the next act's going to come in. But it's cool. It's like, I like the hustle of it. Do you know what I mean? I like the pace of it all, and I like everything moving fast and stuff. It's cool.
And you did Lollapalooza this year. Was that Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. And we're also doing the one in Berlin in a few weeks' time. Yeah, that was incredible. Like, just to get to go out there, the lineup for that as well was just so, so good. And yeah, again, on quite early on a big stage that I wasn't particularly sure we were qualified to play, but yeah, again, like another great, amazing turnout so early on, people singing the words, and it's just so humbling to go to that side of the planet and be like, oh.
American audiences are usually quite polite, aren't they? It's not like being in Essex.
No, the American audiences want you to do well. Yeah. But they're willing you on when you, as soon as you get on stage, you're like, come on, like, let's do it. Yeah. The British audience is like, right, come on, let's do it. Do you know what I mean? It's all about it's how they perceive it. But then once you get the UK audiences on board, it's a bit thingy. But American audiences are very come on, let's give this guy, let's support this guy, do you know what I mean? Which is nice, it's amazing.
So a massive year of touring so far, and 6 songs out, like you said. So have you got plans to release an album soon?
Of course, yeah, you've got an EP, I think. I probably shouldn't say that, but who cares? I think we have an EP coming out soon. I would like to do another EP and an album, but I think the label would like to go straight in the album, so I think that's maybe the idea. I don't know, we'll see how it goes, but definitely there's going to be lots more music out regardless.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of music out this year, and yeah, I think by the end of this year everyone will be like, oh, satisfied with the amount of, I would hope so anyway, the amount of music that's out there.
So I've got a busy year coming ahead then.
Yeah, definitely, and then after we start releasing more music as well, wouldn't you? Yeah, we've got a massive UK and European tour with Nina Nesbitt supporting us, and it's amazing. It looks as though it's going to sell out everywhere. The only place it's like it's lagging is Luxembourg has 1,000 capacity rooms and there's 68 tickets sold. But yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I mean, Luxembourg, if anybody's listening who's from Luxembourg, please buy a ticket because it's going to be quite embarrassing. But the rest of them are all going very well, and yeah, it's going to be a busy one.
Yeah. Okay, well, other than Luxembourg, we've got the rest of Europe to look forward to.
It's been good, yeah. We'll hope so. And if the people of Luxembourg hate me, then that's just how it's going to be.
Lewis, thanks very much for having a chat with us today. Really appreciate it. We're going to be keeping an eye on how the tour and the new music progresses. Thanks a lot. Yeah,
thanks very much for having me, man. Cheers.